Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. If you know about Adept English, then welcome back to another podcast. There are quite a lot of you now. And if you've not found us before, then welcome to you too, if it's your first podcast. We're here to help you practice your understanding of spoken English. And you can find us on TuneIn, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Blueberry, SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify. We're all over the place. Well, one of the questions that people ask most frequently is how to improve my English. If you look online, there are lots of websites which attempt to answer this question, and they give you very general advice. And sometimes the advice is in the form of how to improve my English, 50 tips to improve your English, or 100 things you can do to improve your English. Well, it's a bit like when you search and find 168 words and phrases for thin. Like I've discussed previously, it's not that helpful when you're learning a language. You don't need 168 words and phrases for thin, and you probably don't need 100 or 50 tips for learning English. Sometimes fewer, better quality ideas are what you need instead. Sometimes you just need it to be less complicated. So how about today we answer that question, how to improve my English, by talking about 7 things you can do to improve your English. 7 really good, important pieces of advice. And all of them going with our learn by listening method and focusing on your ability to actually have a conversation in English. Here we go. Number 1, do mainly listening. Once you've progressed beyond basic English, so that's a reasonable vocabulary, knowledge of the main grammar, nouns, adjective, adverbs, and modal verbs, say. Once you know these things, focus on listening and then on speaking, rather than on reading and writing. It's unusual to do it this way round if you're on a college or a language course. You tend to learn much more reading and writing on a language course, and less time is devoted to listening and speaking, usually because you've got exams to pass. But you don't become fluent in a language by focusing on reading and writing. And it's also not the natural way to learn language. When you were a baby, you didn't learn to read and write your language before you spoke it. No, you learned first to understand it. And then a bit later, you began to speak. This is the way that your brain wants to learn. Just go with that. It's easier. Sometimes people like to know the spelling of a new word so they can fix it in their minds. But go with practicing hearing it as well, rather than just reading or writing it. Even if you do have to pass written exams, learning fluency by listening makes it much easier, and the reading and writing will become easier too. So once you can understand basic English, then listening and understanding should be your focus. Even speaking comes a bit later, once your understanding is better. Number 2. So this is number 2 in 7 things you can do to improve your English. Stop translating. Use the listen and learn method to take you away from translation. Translating, it may be a good exercise in school or college as a test, but it shouldn't be your main way of learning, not if you want to become fluent in speaking. You have to feel the language. You need to understand it in English, grow an English part of your brain, and not keep going back between your language and English. If I say to you, green grass, that needs to automatically put into your head a picture of some green grass without you even thinking, without you even visiting the words for green grass in your own language. This English area of your brain, it grows each time you listen to spoken English. So think of your dictionary and translating, or Google Translate even, as a last resort. It's the thing you turn to if nothing else has worked. Number three, listen to English at the right level. So you listen to an Adept English podcast and you understand my spoken English fairly well. But then you try to understand an English language film and oh dear, that's too hard to understand. So you're disappointed perhaps with how little of the spoken English you understand in the film. Adept English is easier because you've listened before. You're used to my voice perhaps, my accent, and I give an explanation of any of the more difficult words. So it's good to grow your confidence in English in this way with just one speaker. And it's fine to be at this level. TV and films are harder to understand. Your English needs to be at a higher level before you can do that. There are lots of reasons for this. Accents are often there in television or films, slang, context, mumbling, background music. To mumble, M-U-M-B-L-E, means to not speak clearly. And that happens all the time in films. So it's fine if you know the language, but if it's not your first language and you're practicing, it does make it difficult. So listen to English at the right level. This means you need to understand 70 to 80% on first listen. That's a good indicator that you've got the level right. You wouldn't give your child a reading book which was too difficult, where they only understood 10% or 40%. You'd give them books which challenge them just a little. So ensure the level of English that you're listening to is right for you, and soon enough you will move on to harder things. Just a word here about Adept English material. We do two podcasts a week, a long one on a Monday and a shorter one on a Thursday. If you find the Monday podcast too difficult, why not try listening just to the shorter Thursday podcast instead until your level improves? You can download podcasts on our website, of course. There are over 260 of them now. Wow. Also, we have courses that you can buy at adeptenglish.com. And again, there are two levels. The 500 Most Common Words course is easier. And course one, Activate Your Listening, is at a higher level. Okay, back to our list of how to improve my English, seven essential tips. Number four. Use subtitles. When you're confident you can understand Adept English material, then keep listening to us because we're always covering new subjects and it's good practice. Even when your English is at an advanced level, you'll still be learning. But eventually, you will want to expand your listening. You'll want to watch films, TV programs, and the news maybe in English. Of course, these are all harder to understand than a podcast. So, one good way to do this is to watch a series which perhaps is familiar to you, which you've watched in your own language, so you know the characters, you know the story. Then watch the same thing in English with English subtitles to help you. Subtitles are the written words at the bottom of the screen, which you can display and they match the speaking. You can then try covering the subtitles up some of the time, but they will be there to help you if you get stuck. Sometimes it's easier to start with a series because you know the story, but the speaking must be clear too. Another way of doing it would be to watch the news in English with subtitles. The speaking usually is clear here. But with the news, it might be an idea to record it so you get a chance to watch again, so you get that opportunity to repeat your listening. So subtitles are useful. They help you step up to the next level. Number five in the seven essential tips, find a language partner. So you've done a lot of listening to Adept English, and you've moved on to listening to the television and the radio, and your understanding is much, much better. If you haven't done it already, you need to start to speak to people in English. You need to practice conversation. So if you know people who speak English or who are learning English, then practice with them. Do an hour a week where you practice your English together. Go to a restaurant and eat a meal in English. You could do that at home as well. Make it an English-speaking meal. You could do it with friends or family members. Number 6 in 7 essential tips for improving your English, find an online language partner. So number 6 is exactly the same as number 5, except that if you don't have anyone to practice your English with, then you can find someone online to do that with. Probably they'll be in a different country. Websites like Conversation Exchange, and there are many others, they'll help get you in touch with either English speakers who want to learn your language or other people learning English just like you. It's quite fun meeting people online and having half an hour or even an hour of conversation each week. It's interesting to hear about other people's lives this way, and you'll have a whole hour of making conversation in a real social situation. That's much better practice, much more opportunity to speak than you would have in a language class. And number 7, learn through context. Learning through context is important all the way through learning your English. Part of the reason why the podcasts are helpful is that you're learning new vocabulary, but in a context. It's got an association or a story attached to it. And once you start to have conversations and speak English with other people, or even better, you travel to English-speaking countries, you'll remember new vocabulary because you'll remember the context where you first heard it. This is so much easier for your brain than learning a list of vocabulary as your homework in isolation. And it doesn't just work for new nouns, it works for grammar too. It's just we're perhaps a little bit less aware of that happening. But using language in context makes it much more relevant. Learning a language shouldn't be an intellectual exercise, it should be a social one. This is how your brain wants to learn. It's much more fun and it's much easier. So just to summarise, the 7 things you can do to improve your English. Number 1, do mainly listening. Number 2, stop translating. Number 3, listen to English at the right level. Number 4, use subtitles to help you go up a level. Number 5, find a language partner. And number 6, find an online language partner. Nothing wrong with doing both. And number 7, always learn through context. Okay, I hope you find that useful. There's some really good advice there. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.